Please stand. Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one lights a lamp to put it under a bucket, but on a lampstand where it gives light for everyone in the house. And you, like the lamp, must shed light among your fellow people, so that they may see the good you do and give glory to your Father in heaven." Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for surrounding us as daylight fades with the brightness of the vesper light. And we implore you of your great mercy that as you enfold us with the radiance of this light, so you may shine into our hearts the brightness of your Holy Spirit. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Please be seated.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
A reading from Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of the Lord.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Journey. We have all made one or two or more, and I dare say the word journey brings one of your own to mind. In the early 90s, I, with another member of this parish, this cathedral, set off on a journey. We were traveling to Europe to spend 6 weeks. 6 weeks of our summer in England, France, Italy, and Switzerland. Unless you get the wrong idea, in tow we had 28 Girl Scouts from the North Florida area, ages 12 to 18. We flew Delta, camped out in every country, and slept in youth hostels using those white standard-issued body bags that they give you. And we did that when we became desperate for sleep and a real meal. We knew our ultimate destination. It was the Swiss Girl Scout Challenge Camp, nestled at the top of a steep mountain, a very tall Alp. As worthy troop members, we were to climb to the summit without a guide or map, relying only on our inner instincts. After all, we were Girl Scouts. We had no idea the kind of challenge it would be to conquer the mountain that seemed to grow taller with every step. And when we arrived at the summit 7 hours and 36 minutes later, we were staggering, tired, and breathless. We literally fell at the feet of the camp director. Matthew tells us that after Jesus was born, astute men of wisdom and power, looked to the heavens and set out from the Persian east to begin an ancient journey that guided them wherever a dazzling star led. Their long journey was fraught with danger and challenge, and their trip itinerary was sketchy at best. They had no travel brochure, and they had not consulted with a travel agent. All they had to rely on was a vague dream, a mixture of their imaginations and yearnings. They knew of no hotels where they might change their clothes and wash out their fruit of the looms. There were no corner markets where they could
grab a chunk of cheese and a soda. They had no idea of how far to go or how long it would take. Their ultimate destination location was a mystery. What united them was what they shared, something deep within each member of their Persian coterie. And it was an unyielding desire to search until they found the spot where the star they were following shone most brightly upon the land, illuminating the place they knew they would find the one they sought, the one they would identify and validate as king. To accomplish their task, they would follow the road that led in the direction of Jerusalem. Everyone knew that Jerusalem was the place of kings. So it made sense to head that way toward the very Jerusalem that Herod considered his own kingly city. They thought once there, they would surely find the one they sought, no doubt well situated and wrapped in the opulence and splendor of Herod's comfortable court. So even though the ever-shining star beckoned them onward, they stopped. Now, Matthew doesn't give us conversational details, so we can only imagine what was said among these traveling men as they made their way. What will our strategy be when we speak? How can we avoid offense when we ask Herod about the King of Kings? Will diplomacy work? Can we offer our skills as astronomers or astrologists in exchange for information? Do we do the unthinkable and just ask for directions? Soon after they entered the palace, the clever and cunning Herod smelled personal danger and politics, and he summoned his own scribes and chief priests, who put their heads together to develop their own strategy. Almost immediately, they quoted Micah and quickly explained the place the wise men sought was Bethlehem of Judea, just 9 miles away, the place named by the prophets. Ah, send them on. Get them out of Jerusalem. Wishing them well, with his fingers crossed behind his back, crafty Herod sent them on their way, saying, "Find him. Send word to me so that I may come and worship him." The good men waved their adieus and started down the road, focusing their eyes on the brightly shining star that always seemed just a bit ahead of them. And it guided them safely to Bethlehem and the house where the Holy Family lodged. Once there, they knew what they knew. They had found the presence of God. And they fell down and worshiped the child and presented their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Not wishing to overstay their welcome, they soon left and covered their footsteps as they journeyed homeward, thereby securing their reputation in history as the wisest of men, men who had packed faith and hope into their hearts and had been willing to follow a star which led them to the very heart of God. One of my more recent journeys took place on Tuesday. I walked across the street to the cathedral school right there to celebrate an early epiphany with the children. And when I walked inside, I happened to be carrying a long, slender dowel on which was taped a glittering yellow star. "Where are you going?" a little one asked as she looked up at my star. "I don't know exactly," I said, "but I'm looking for Jesus." Her next question was, "Can I go with you?" I nodded, and we began our walk through the halls of the cathedral school, keeping a sharp eye out for Jesus. We walked past bulletin boards filled with pre-Christmas angels made by the children, and we saw leftover Santas, wreaths of holly, and scribbles that were really indiscernible on bulletin boards that the children had made with their little hands. Soon, more little ones and their parents joined our walk, guided by the sparkling star. "Where is he? Where is he?" the late joiners asked. Then, as we rounded a classroom corner, little Emily shouted, "There he is! I see him!" She pointed to a picture of Jesus holding a child, and her four-year-old colleagues quickly chorused, "We see him too." Once we'd found Jesus, we sat in their classroom and began to talk about our journey, which was not unlike the wise men's journey. We reflected on the long walk and how hard it had been as we had searched for Jesus in all the out-of-way places. Then I whipped out a sheet of gold stars, and I began to place one on each child's forehead. Then, out of my pocket, I extracted a small mirror, and I said, "I want to show you what Jesus looks like." One by one, the children looked into the mirror, and they saw the shiny gold star and their reflection beneath it in the mirror. "There," I said to each child, "now you know what Jesus looks like." They nodded in complete agreement, because you have to understand that four-year-olds are great theologians. They are astute. And watching them, I could only think, thanks be to God for these children, for this school, and for this cathedral that birthed that ministry. And now this epiphany, I pray for you a sacred journey as you travel down God's road. You know the way. Embrace the challenges and follow the star that leads you to the feet of the King of Kings. Once there, offer the only gifts worth giving, your life and your heart. Reflect his light, be his image as you journey this new year. Amen.
Three kings from
Thank you. Please stand. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful,
we entreat you, O Lord,
that your holy angels may lead us in paths of peace and goodwill.
We entreat you, O Lord,
that we may be pardoned and forgiven for our sins and offenses.
We entreat you, O Lord,
that there may be peace to your church and to the whole world.
We entreat you, O Lord,
that we may depart this life in your faith and fear, and not be condemned before the great judgment seat of Christ.
We entreat you, O Lord,
that we may be bound together by your Holy Spirit in the communion of John and all your saints, entrusting one another and all our life to Christ.
We entreat you, O Lord.
O God, by the leading of a star, you manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth. Lead us, who know you now by faith, to your presence, where we may see your glory face to face. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be our light in the darkness, O Lord, and in your great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord Jesus, stay with us, for evening is at hand and the day is past. Be our companion in the way. Kindle our hearts and awaken hope, that we may know you as you are revealed in Scripture and the breaking of bread. Grant this for the sake of your love. Amen. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying, soothe the suffering, pity the afflicted, shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake. Amen.
Thank you.
We pray for the lonely, sick, or those in need of prayer. We pray for those who have recently died, including Barbara Craig, Curly Gordon, Jim Higgins, Ray Young, Sam Rady, Jane Bolt, and Ruth Ensminger. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen.